Welcome to Fantasy Quick Hits. This is Miles. I'm not sure exactly what is going on, but our numbers are jumping, like, way up. I'm not sure who's listening to this, but we sure do appreciate it. And number two on our list, we are a North Dakota-based podcast. I say we, usually it's just me on here, but sometimes I can pull my wife in, Grace. Sometimes pull Cam in. But anyway, we're based in North Dakota. Our town is only number three on our list. Like, there's, it's outside of, it's in Kansas, I believe, outside of Wichita, I think. And then that's number one. And then number two is Paris, France. Makes no sense to me, but thank y'all for listening. I'm looking at like a multi-channel mixer and a video element. I guess people keep watching, I'll keep talking, and maybe we'll get our faces out there too. And I mean, none of you guys like trying to DM my wife either. She's very sweet. I love her very much. Anyway, our rookie drafts are this week. They start Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to coincide with the NFL schedule release. I think that's kind of cool. And, oh, man, I was so going to cut a fat hog with this. And I was going to trade here. I was going to trade there. And all my trades have been shot down. And, like, well, if I get this guy and then I get that guy and then I'll trade you this guy for that guy. But if any, like, domino does not fall in the right way, nothing's going to happen. And I love to trade. That's one of the things that makes fantasy football fun. But not a lot of other people do. And it's like, I offered a guy A.J. Dillon and Mike Williams, and he already has Aaron Rodgers, so that would complete a stack there for this year's second. I think he's like 205 in our draft. And then his third round pick for next year, which is basically just the throwaway pick. It's a lottery pick. And he's like, duh, man, I don't know. Things are tough all over. Oh, that's so... He's like, God, that's actually fair. I'm like, and I try to throw out there fair trades because I want to make a trade. Honestly, I've got a lot of running back depth, but it's not RB1s. They're like RB2 to 3 range. And you do need those players in a dynasty league. But I think my highest ranked guy on either team is RB19, and that's Ramondre Stevenson in PPR. And I've got good receivers, but anybody that's been following me long knows that I just wallow in the depths of despair when it comes to like dynasty leagues. I don't know what it is. I've got good teams and I end up being a basement dweller and I end up trading away. I traded picks for players a couple years ago and the guys like did okay, but they didn't help me win. And that's what does old Herm Edwards say? You play to win the game. And I hate to lose. I mean, I'm 47 years old and I still hate to lose. And I mean, I'm trying to set a good example for the kids. I'm like, oh yeah, win with grace. And yeah, so, but anyway, I'm itching to trade. Joey said he'd trade with me if certain things happen, but we'll see. And then there's like one guy, I'm like, oh, I'm going to try to trade for Kyler Murray. Then I saw who it was. I'm like, that guy will get blood from a stone. And he's a super nice guy. But if you like text him or something like that, it's like, I hate you. I saw him in the airport in Vegas. I didn't, because we're like not, I'm not super close to him because I'm actually good friends with his brother and I kind of know him. But I'm like, I took a picture of him and like later on I showed his brother. I'm like, Joey, is this your brother? He's like, yeah, why didn't you say hi? I'm like, well, I wasn't sure it was him. And he's such a naughty word to talk to and like through the text and stuff. I didn't even want to say hi to him. He's like, oh, he's way nicer in person. Turns out he is. Drew is a very nice person. But, oh, what else? Oh, my God. Tragedy has struck our household. In the last week, we have lost our algae eater, 3 tetras, and one of our glowfish. That's like 5 fish have died in a week. And, man, it's the first one, the kids cried. Then they found out about the rest. I'm like, can we get more? I'm like, well, we need to figure out what's wrong with the water, pH and something. So, I think it's Grace, because I can say this because she doesn't listen to this podcast on a regular basis. She, like, had a fish tank gifted to her in school, And like those fish were like 10 years old. Late, like the former teacher didn't clean the tank or anything. And like Grace like did research and she like really like got after it and like really like cleaned the tank. And then all those fish died. So she bought like 20 replacements and those fish all died. And her class was traumatized. Grace just doesn't do well with fish. We don't know why. These were doing really well. But they just, like, in 1 week, they all just died. I have no idea what happened. So that's the personal tragedy. I've had real tragedy. That was just kind of fun. So, oh, the other thing. Oh, I almost quit my job. This is the gossip corner. I have worked with this company for 12 years. And it was just... So there's tensions that go along with any company. And I had so many good insults for my boss. He was... Like, it just made me mad. And there's, I've talked to other people, and I don't really want to go into all the details of it. But people say I was justified to be upset. And I do have a flair for the dramatic, and I do have a tendency to fly off the handle. Like, a lot of times it's just for fun. And there's, like, a little bit of theatrics, a little bit of show. But this time I yelled, like, he's the big boss in North Dakota. And I really... I was so mad that I left early on Friday, and the thing that kept me from quitting, I just rage quitting, was that we have our vacation coming up in June, and that's like 3 weeks away, and I didn't want to quit and start with another company and tell them, like, oh, I'm taking off in a week. So, and I have a standing job offers from 4 companies. I could have a job now. But I have worked here for a long time, and I do have a steady client base. So that's just me rambling, which is I am wont to do. If anybody's listened for a long time, I tried to be like structured and everything at the beginning, and now I just bloop, 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 bump, bum, just let it roll. Oh, but anyway, I have not quit. I sure wanted to. He apologized to me this morning, and I accepted the apology, but I did tell him, I was like, hey, you are so close to losing me. And, oh, I had such a good insult. I have been in the same vehicle for I think I've been in there for a full 10 years at this point. And then I had the slam of, I've been in this truck longer than your marriage, than you've been married combined, because he just got married again. And that was kind of a good slam I was ready for. If he was being snotty. I work alone, so I have way too much time to come up with snappy retorts, and sometimes they get me into trouble. Can't lie. Grace wonders how I still have a job. I'm like, baby, I'm good at my job. And most people think I'm funny. So, oh, man. Oh, yes. But anyway, oh, my goodness, that's 8 minutes. I don't want to dig a joke out of my butt completely, but there's the old standby. What do you call a large pile of cats? A meowton. And that's Fantasy Quick Hits with Miles.